This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
So you're off to Dunn's in Cornell's Court.
Tomorrow's a big day. Dunn's in Cornell's Court and take that.
Sorry, I keep forgetting you're going to that. That's so cool. That'd be
and
a bit of crap.
I'm
going
to go to the King Crow tonight as well.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be good.
The Gav downstairs gave me tickets and I was like, I love a Trinity gig. Trinity's great.
I've never been to Trinity. I've obviously been to Trinity, but not to a Trinity gig.
You have to go in through the side near Pierce Street.
What is the side? Oh, by underneath the thing, like underneath the kind of archway.
Yeah.
I think. Okay. So not through the main door. No. Interesting. I've never been to a music gig in Ivy Gardens either.
I've never done Ivy Gardens. I had tickets to Train last year, Sister, but I couldn't go.
I have tickets for Charlie Puth this year in Ivy Gardens, but I'm not going because it's the World Cup finally. Do you know what? I'm so sad about that because, like, the Open, the golf is finished on the 19th of July. There's also the hurling final, and there's also the World Cup final, and I'm working the next day because Emma's off.
Wimbledon is only 2 weeks.
So Wimbledon will be this Sunday coming. Like, as in not this Sunday coming, but the next Sunday.
Yeah,
I have to work that Monday, and I'm going to be in bits. And Padraig is going to be on, and luckily he can do everything, but I have to press all the buttons. It's going to be an absolute shit show. So looking forward to that. Anyway, have a fantastic weekend.
And Emma was out sick.
Emma was off sick.
We're not letting.
Emma was off sick today. Which, to be fair, I actually wasn't expecting to have as much of a fun show as I did.
derogatory.
Yeah. No, honestly, I really did have fun. So thank you, Cal.
I tried my best.
Good crack. And we'll catch you Monday. Are you off anytime next week?
No, you're off on Monday.
I'm off on Monday, so I'll catch you Tuesday. Have a great time. Good luck.
Spins on.
You've got Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
Dave and Fiona are on spin.
Hey, good morning. What's happening? How are we? It is 4 minutes past seven on Friday, the 3rd of July, 2026. Emma, Dave, and Fiona hanging out, but it's just myself. Callum, you there too?
Hello.
Oh, thank God. At least someone's here.
Do you know what? Technology can smell fear, and it can smell when you're in a rush. Because I was downstairs during the sport and I was like, I've got to get upstairs because I'm out of breath.
Yeah, I can
because
hear it.
I know Dave's on his own, so I want to be with him for the start of the show.
Oh, thanks.
And I was printing out all the stuff and the bits for the show because, surprisingly, we do prepare this show.
I don't.
Nerd. No, I'm the nerd. And I was at the printer and I was waiting for the stuff to print out.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't doing anything.
Oh, no.
And then it started whirring and then all of a sudden, paper out.
That's so
and
annoying.
I'm like, Dave's going to be on his own. And I can hear the weather playing. And I've got to run upstairs. And I nearly dropped my laptop. But
I thought you were doing it on purpose. I thought you were like making a statement. You were like, no, Dave's on his own. Oh, by the way, Emma's sick, right? So it's just me and Callum this morning. But I thought Callum was like specifically not coming in to studio while I did the show because he was like, do you know what? Let's see what kind of presenter he is.
Watch him squirm.
Can he do it? I want to almost kind of make a confession to Callum, which I'm pretty sure he has the same confession to make because me and Callum send each other TikToks quite frequently, quite often, like every day.
We have a very good relationship outside of work in terms of we don't WhatsApp each other. We just literally back and forward silly videos on TikTok.
Exactly.
That's it. Maybe the odd one on Twitter as well.
Yeah, and they could be for the show, but they could also just be because I think Callum will like this.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Sometimes I'll be like, this is for the show. But other times I'll just be like, Callum will enjoy this.
We share the same humour. And then sometimes when I send Dave a video and he didn't like it, I get really sad because I think that he is really going
to
like it.
It was quite often that I wouldn't respond to your TikToks. And then you'd be like, why isn't Dave responding? Oh, this is so tough or whatever it is. Do you know what I mean? You're annoyed. And I was like, oh, I just don't do that. I was lying. And it kind of came to truth that I was lying yesterday because I text Callum and I said, do you know everything you send me on TikTok I can't see? It comes up as video unavailable. Every time he sends me a TikTok, it's like deleted. And I'm like, is Callum sending me the most unwoke things in the world that as soon as he sends them to me, TikTok are like, ooh, take that down.
I'm just watching stuff that is going to get me cancelled.
Exactly. So I was kind of freaking out. I was just like, every single video he sends me gets taken down. And then I tried to watch the videos I send you on TikTok.
Yeah.
And they had all been taken down as well. None of them had actually been taken down. TikTok was glitching.
Okay.
So I texted Callum and I was just like, what's the story here? I was like, is this the same for you? And you were like, yes. What was your thought process?
It has been like that for at least the last week with me.
Just a week?
And I haven't brought it up. Like, you've been sending me videos for the last week or so, and I've just not been watching them because I haven't been able to, but I wasn't man enough to turn around to you and say, here, these videos aren't working. I was waiting for you.
I love it because it's one of those things where it's like, it's left up to me because I'll be like, Callum hasn't liked any of my stuff. Now, I don't like any of Callum's stuff, but he hasn't liked any of my stuff. That's weird.
And that was what I was thinking, because I was sending you stuff and I wasn't getting any response, and I was like, do you know what? I'm all right with that.
By the way, you're not going to get a response now, even though I can see them out. Yeah. I still haven't going to respond.
That's all right.
Sometimes I'll double tap.
Because you've explained that to me, and I now do get it, that because sometimes then when we're in work the next day, you will talk to me, be like, oh, that was a great video that you sent me. You'll speak to me. You'll react in real life and not on the internet. But it was when I discovered that none of these videos were sending, and I was like, oh, I'm not going to Dave to be like, here are these videos sending for you. So when you approached me last night, I was delighted.
It just shows our egos, doesn't it? You're just like, oh no, it's fine. It doesn't matter that he's not watching whatever. As soon as one doesn't work, I'm like, something's wrong. Callum would have loved
Callum
that.
Callum hates me.
Yeah, exactly. Callum would have loved that. There's no way in hell he's watched that. There's no way, because he would have responded to me. Anyway, we got it sorted. If it's working, if it's the same for you on someone, what we did was deleted the chat and then unfollowed each other and then refollowed each other, just in case it's glitching for you.
I'm not going to follow you back
now. No. We and Callum were just talking about TikToks, and the TikToks we sent to each other weren't actually sending to each other, and we didn't realise for weeks. We found out yesterday. This was one I sent you a couple of days ago that you wouldn't have saw, obviously. And that's okay, because I'm excited to bring it to you now. It's more of just like a conversation that you would have. It's kind of one of those conversations. I doubt you've ever had these conversations, but you know when you go to an after.
Are you saying that I've never been to... That's very derogatory.
Yeah, brackets derogatory. It's one of those kind of conversations you'd have where you're like, whoa, man, yeah, no, that's savage. Basically...
Is it one of those ones, and I don't think it would be, because I think we've done this on the show before, where it was like, are there more doors or more wheels in the world?
Oh, I remember that. There's loads of them I would love to do. It's kind of similar, I suppose, but it's more fun, I think. It's more fun to think about.
Okay.
And it's basically adding zero to things. You add a zero to the end of a number to make it better or worse in your life. So obviously, here's my question. What would you add a zero at the end to in your life? For example, a load of people, probably 99.9% of people would say their salary, or their monthly salary, or their weekly salary.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Or their hourly rate, or something like that. And so, if you earned 30,000 a year, you now earn 300,000 a year. You're adding a zero to the end of something. I thought this was an interesting conversation, because there's obviously a load of things that will be made better in your life, but there's also a lot of things that can be made very, very bad. I'll get to them later on.
I'm here on a voluntary basis, which means adding zero to my salary is zero.
Very good. You just love the game.
Absolutely.
So adding obviously zero to your salary, if you're on 30 grand, you become 300,000 euro, which would be very, very nice. Someone on TikTok said this, annual leave days. So we get 25 annual leave days. Yeah. Add a zero to the end of that. You get 250 annual leave days. And then if you add up all those hours, you'll probably work the same amount I do in a year.
Are there 250 work days in a year?
But how unreal would that be? 250 annual leave days.
Yeah.
You're still on the same salary. You're still doing the same work. 250 annual leave days, I'd be happy with. So that's just an example.
At work.
Another example, cash machine amount.
Oh.
So instead of 310,000 euro, it would become 3 million. 100,000.
Yeah, 3.1 million.
That'd be interesting. Do you know what I mean? Years on your pet's life. Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
Because instead of you having to watch them die, they have to watch you die.
My cat lived until he was 18, so he would
really?
Have been
180. Yeah. That's nuts.
Can I raise you that one? Well, it's not a pet one, but it's more a monetary value one. Leap card balance. I've 7 euro on my leap at the minute. That'd get me to 70.
70 quid.
Yeah. I've been behind someone.
That's when 35 trips.
Yeah, I've been behind someone on the bus before, and they've got like over 100 quid on their leap card.
I don't understand them people. That's mad.
They're adulting well, but imagine having.
I wonder, do they fill it up once a year? Is that it? Like, do you know what I mean?
Well, you could only put 150 at a time on. I think
only 150. My God. Okay, I like the leap card one. Obviously, I'm in the gym at the moment.
Yes.
And I have a very limited amount of calories I'm allowed to eat. Add a zero to that. I can add 15,000 calories a day.
All of the gains. What about speed limits? If you're bombing up the M50.
Oh my God.
And it's 120 kilometers an hour. It
it's
could be
1,200. It's like the Autobahn in Germany. We can go as fast as you can. Here's one I think you'll like. IQ.
Oh.
So mine would become 100.
What, going from IQ then, leaving cert points.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah. I still wouldn't have got 615. The amount you can lift in the gym or speed you can run at.
Oh,
which I think would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
And one I really, really like, I just thought was cute. Close friends.
Oh.
Nah, nice.
But the more friends you have, the...
But it's close friends. It's people that you can rely on. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, so you can go from like 2 to 20.
I was thinking of other negatives. Ones you wouldn't presume are negative. Days lived on Earth. So on average, a human lives 30,000 days.
This doesn't seem like many.
It doesn't at all, does it? 30,000 days, that's the average. That's like 80 years or something, right? Basically, if you add another zero to that, it becomes 300,000 days, which is 821 years.
Ooh.
Imagine you knowing you have 800 years left. That's too much.
That is wild.
Your shoe size, another negative. I'd become an 80.
You get the Sideshow Bob shoes.
And the amount of noses. Because obviously you've one. Add a zero, you've 10 noses. That's what I've been doing.
What about days Love Island goes on for? It's normally around 50. 500 days of Love Island?
Yes, or arguments on Love Island. Add
or
a zero to
just
it.
People who go on Love Island.
Why?
Because there's already like 30 of them.
Yeah.
Imagine a bill full of 300. A zero on the end of the phone number makes it even harder.
Very true.
Or just spin 10380.
Awful.
Yeah.
Fun conversation, though.
Doesn't have the same
totally what happened at an afters.
I've been betting to the World Cup recently, and there is a new character in the World Cup that I am obsessed with, and if you don't know who he is called Bob the Cat.
Oh, for God. Do you know what? That's it's giving, like, millennial humour. Like, I'm going to name him Bob.
Well, no, just you wait.
Oh, because Bobcat.
No, it's not actually. So Norway played the Ivory Coast in the World Cup on Tuesday. I'm not here to talk about the football, though, but there was something that happened in that match. Specifically on the BBC, I was watching on BBC One, and there was BBC One commentator Danny Murphy. He's an ex-footballer.
Yeah.
He's very dry. He's like Cole Pilkington.
Okay.
Dry sense of humour, very kind of bland, monotone, but actually a good commentator. A player on them in the match, he's called Oscar Bob. He got the ball and was running with the ball, and it led to Danny Murphy, the commentator, telling this story.
You should have a cat called Bob. The game's not that bad.
Yeah, he jumped in the back of a Royal Mail van and we lost him.
We have a double substitution for Norway.
Sad, really. Anyway.
Oh my God. What the hell?
He had a cat called
Bob. I feel like cats, commentators are doing this a lot more recently. I liked the way your man was like, the game's not that bad. Like, we don't have to talk about this. But like, even Darren Maloney and whoever's on with him, they seem to just kind of go off into little tangents.
They're trying to go viral a little
bit. Your man, what's his name? Richie,
yes.
Oh, what's his name? I can't remember. No. Yeah. But go on anyway.
So this clip went viral because it was like a 12-second thing. The BBC released a video of commentary cam when Danny is actually telling the video.
Okay.
Telling the story, and the other commentator, the co-commentator, is just looking at him like, what the hell are you on about?
It's Richie Sadler.
Anyway, the two of those commentators, they were back together last night.
Oh, no.
Because they were commentating on Spain v Austria. And the clip's gone viral, and that's all we got about the Bob story. So the co-commentator went to Danny Murphy. Here, tell us a bit more about Bob.
Oh, my God.
Appropriate, just very quickly, because our phones haven't stopped since our last commentary.
Surprisingly, Steve, there was a lot of interest, which surprised us both. But, yeah, he didn't actually die. We did get him back 6 or 7 weeks later. Unfortunately, he'd gone feral, and we couldn't reintegrate him into the home. And he ended up living with my friend's parents in Preston. Now he is passed away, unfortunately. Thanks for all the concern, those who have been messaging us.
R.I.P. Bob, seemingly this week a national treasure.
That's... I've so many things to say.
Oh my God,
I love
so
it.
It's so Alan Partridge.
It is very Alan Partridge. Also, it's very Alan Shearer. He sounds exactly like him, I think, in a weird way. It's bizarre. It's absolutely bizarre. Yeah. I feel like... I don't mind it. I will say that. I prefer it to, like... I think, is it Clive Tinsley who's the one who's just kind of like, if they're about to score, he's like, oh, there's a goal.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I like a little bit of oomph, a bit of personality. Humor. Do you know what I mean? But that is bizarre.
Yeah.
I like the way they're like, our fans. You're a commentator, pal.
So there'll be more Bob the Cat updates as and when Danny Murphy does BBC commentary.
I'm excited for them.
Hey, Spin, I'm Kian DeCrow.
Hey, Kian DeCrow. He's playing Trinity College tonight, and we got a pair of tickets to give away every single hour. All you have to do is WhatsApp us the word Kian with your name and location to 087-711-1038. But that wasn't the only thing. If we ring you back, you have to answer your phone a very specific way. Just remember, Kian DeCrow. Okay? That's all you got to remember. One and done. Come on, please, let's go. Beautiful. I do not regret doing this at all. I love it. Deirdre, congratulations. You're off to see Kian DeCrow.
Woo! Excellent. Thank you so much.
Are you a fan?
I am.
Have you seen him live before?
Never.
Have you not? I feel like you might be the only person in the country who hasn't. He's kind of been everywhere. He's so, so good. Deirdre, I think you're going to have an absolute blast. Well done for your crow noises. They were perfect. Absolutely perfect. Who are you going to bring?
I think I'll bring my bestie.
Very nice. Very nice. Deirdre and bestie off to Kian DeCrow in Trinity College tonight. Have an absolute blast.
Thank you so much.
Good
Thank
luck.
You. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
On Spin.
When I wake up, I feel good. Turn up.
Emma, Dave and Fiona on Spin. Your number one hit music station.
Let's get it.
Hey, good morning. Happy Friday. Welcome to the weekend, everybody. 4 minutes past eight. You're on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. It's just myself and Callum this morning. Good morning, Callum.
It's not only the weekend. It's apparently Taylor Swift's wedding weekend.
But apparently on the news, they said she was already married.
Who knows?
But also, that was weird because it was just like Graham Norton was spotted. Why does that mean anything? Are they friends?
Yeah, they're friends now because he was in the Opalite music video.
Yeah, but so was your man. So was the Gleeson fella.
Yeah, Donal Gleeson. It's because they struck up a conversation on the Graham Norton show.
Yeah, and she got them in the music video. Yeah, very exciting. But I didn't think they were friends. I doubt Don Gleason's gone.
Hey, I saw him in the cinema in Rathmines, and now he could be off to Madison Square Garden.
And is that real? Like, her actual wedding will be in Madison Square Garden.
So I've seen people say that it could be like a big old shindig, a big old get together. But I wouldn't put it past Taylor that she would be getting married.
Now that would be the coolest wedding ever. In fairness, I'm not the biggest Swiftie in the world, but I do think having your wedding, if you can afford it, in Madison Square Garden, that's what having money is for.
It's iconic.
Doing stupid stuff like that.
I saw the mayor of New York, Zoran Mamdani, he was saying, because there's a big odd heat wave in New York at the minute, and he's telling everyone to stay indoors, and people have been asking him about Taylor Swift's wedding.
Really?
He's very cultural. He's very kind of in pop culture as well.
I think he's brilliant.
He's so good. He's so just in tune to everything. But he was being very coy about it as well, and he was like, if there is any weddings going on in Madison Square Garden, I would advise them to stay indoors. But one of my favourite things is Selena Gomez, big friend of Taylor Swift.
Even still?
Selena Gomez is married to music producer Benny Blanco.
Yes.
Who we've said in the past, little bit strange, had very hairy feet.
Yeah, very.
Selena put on her Insta story yesterday, missing Benny so much right now. Which everybody is saying online that Selena's been invited to the wedding, but not Benny Blanco.
Which is fair enough. I wouldn't want him there. I wouldn't want him anywhere near that white dress. I just feel like he smells. I don't know. That's probably mean to say, but yeah, not for me.
I can't wait to see the pictures. I hope we get a wedding album, but a music album, not photos.
I love how much you care. It's amazing. Yeah. For now, though, we want to get someone on top of the leaderboard to potentially take this Penny's voucher off us. And if they answer all 10 questions correct, win €2,000. Aideen's on to play. Hi, Aideen.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad. What are you at for the day?
We're just going to work, so we are here.
What do you do?
I just work in an engineering company here in Westmead.
An engineering company in Westmead. And if the girls were here now, they would tell me to tell you that you don't just work in an engineering company in Westmead. You say, I'm Aideen, and I work in an engineering company in Westmead. Very nice. What part of Westmead, Aideen? Not that I know many places in Westmead, bar Mullingar?
Yes, Mullingar.
Thank God. Thank God for that. very nice. And Aideen, any plans for the weekend?
I think we're just going to be a Out for dinner, maybe.
Out for dinner, very nice. Are you from Mullingar or are you Dublin or where?
Yeah, I'm from Mullingar. You're actually, from Mullingar. I'm working it.
And they get spin all the way down in Mullingar, do they? That's very cool.
Yeah.
That's very, very cool. All right, Aideen, welcome on into the Tricky 10. How do you do when you play along with this? What's your average score?
Maybe like out of 5, maybe.
Out of sometimes. 5? Okay, not too bad. And have you anyone helping you this morning?
My partner here beside me.
What's his name?
Oisín.
Aideen and Oisín, very nice. And how does Oisín do? Which one's smarter? Is it Aideen or Oisín?
I give Oisín that one today.
Really? You should really pass the phone over then. Because this is the Tricky 10. I'm only joking. Here we go. We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer. So if you don't know the answer, just make sure and give it a guess. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, that's today, you'll win a €100 voucher for pennies. And if you're able to answer all 10 questions correct, we're going to give you €2,000. Aideen, currently on top of the leaderboard, scoring 7 in 55 seconds. So let's hope Oisín is clever. Callum.
Aideen was a player on Monday.
He was the first player as
well. He was the 8 o'clock player. Wow, he's been on top of the leaderboard all week.
He's been doing very, very well. Will Aideen and Oisín knock him off? Aideen, are you doing the whole have 1 to 10 written out on sheet and you're going to mark them off?
Yeah.
Clever. Yeah, clever. I always just wonder, are people going to get distracted by, say, if they ticked off a number and then a question comes up where it's definitely that number. But listen, whatever your process is, the very best of luck. You got a score of 7 in 55 seconds to beat. I have the utmost faith in you. Here we go. The Tricky 10 in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. JLS released a song called What Shot in 2009.
One.
Cinco in Spanish is what number in English?
6.
Spain scored how many goals against Austria in the World Cup last night?
3.
What is 49 divided by 7?
7.
Complete the saying, a bird in the hand is worth what in the bush?
Six.
600 seconds make up how many minutes?
10.
The Beijing Summer Olympics took place in August 2000 and what?
8.
If A equals 1, I is what number letter of the alphabet?
9.
How many months of the year end with B, E, or?
2. 3.
All right. We only got through 9 questions, so we didn't get through the 10, unfortunately, but I have absolutely no idea how you did because I was speed running them questions. How do you feel like you got on, Aideen?
Not great, to be honest.
Do you? If you were to put a guess on it, what would you say out of 9?
Maybe 3.
Maybe 3? Okay. Shall we top them up and find out your score?
Let's see.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Ooh, a score of 6. You did double as better as you thought you were going to do, Aideen. Not bad at all. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, good. Feel good about that.
Who did Oisín help you out a lot, or were you sound?
50-50 though, was actually.
Okay, very good, very good. What one kind of really threw you?
The JLS one.
Did it? That's funny because that's
and
the first
the
one.
Thing.
Yeah, the Bush one. All right, well, let's go through some of the ones you got wrong. You got the JLS one correct, to be fair. Cinco in Spanish is what number in English? You said 6, and it's actually 5. Complete the saying, a bird in the hand is worth what in the bush? You said 6, but the answer is actually 2. How many months of the year end with B, E, or? The answer was 4, but you said 3. That would be September, October, November, and December. So, 18 of 6 out of 9 is actually unbelievable. So, hold your head up high, the two of you, and have a fantastic day.
Perfect, thanks so much.
Good luck, guys, bye. All right, good game, good player. Will you be better? Can you beat the score that Aideen set on Monday at like 8 a.m? It was the first player this week. It's a score of 7. If you can beat it in 55 seconds or get higher, you will win €2,000 if you get all 10 questions correct. And if you top that leaderboard, win yourself a pennies voucher. Tricky in a WhatsApp if you want to play after 9. For now, though, it's one of my favourite parts of the week. This is where I get to rank from 5 to 1 some of my very favourite niche things. In the past, I've done things like lines from Fran in Love Hate, or I've done things like transition sounds between Hannah Montana scenes. This week, not massively niche, but I am enjoying it. I did enjoy making it. On Wednesday, we talked about James Bond songs that hadn't made it. They were kind of put forward to be James Bond songs by like Muse and Radiohead and loads of other people, and they didn't make it. So I thought, why don't we talk about the songs that have made it? So I welcome you to Dave Ranks Songs from James Bond Movies that I've actually watched.
Because famously, you haven't watched loads.
I don't like Pierce Brosnan.
Yes.
Despicable Man, I think.
But you like Daniel Craig.
But I like Daniel Craig. I think he's a cool guy.
Are they the only ones that you've watched?
I've watched one Pierce Brosnan movie and the rest have all been Daniel Craig movies.
Okay.
I don't think people are going to enjoy this. Because I think it could be quite contentious. Okay. I think people are going to get annoyed. So we'll start off with fifth place. The movie is James Bond's Die Another Day. It was sang by Alicia Keys, and it is garbage. It's in fifth place. Well, I'm gonna let you open. A woman walking by. A drop in the water. A look in the eyes. A phone on the table. A man on your side. Or someone that you think that you can trust. It's just another way to die. Not the vibe of James Bond.
No.
Sounds a bit like it's in St. Trinian's. And it's just like, I feel like we've come very, very far from writing music because that is not good, yes. In my opinion.
So that is Another Way to Die. It was from Quantum of Solace, Alicia Keys and Jack White.
No, it's from Die Another Day, Alicia Keys. Is it not? Is
no.
it from, have I got it wrong?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
It's Another Way to Die, 2008. Not a great film, Quantum of Solace, either.
I thought because it was Another Way to Die, I was like, it must be Die Another Day.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Because they're Die and Another.
Yes.
So, yeah, there
close,
we go.
Close, but no cigar.
It doesn't matter, I'll never play it again. In fourth place is from a guy called Chris Connell.
Oh, no!
Casino Royale was the movie.
This is a great Bond theme.
And it's called You Know My Name, and I totally agree with you. It is very good, in fairness.
You know, that song is on my Spotify most listened to of all time.
Is it?
Yeah.
My God.
I love that song
so much.
That's
funny. It is very Robbie Williams in Johnny English. Do you know what I mean? It's very that kind of vibe.
It is, but it just has oomph. It has pow.
It does.
It's just a great... Because that was Daniel Craig's first film as well, and it was just a great return to Bond.
Are you a big Bond fan?
I would be.
Is it like you have to be if you're English? Like?
you come out of the womb in a suit, licensed to kill. No, I remember studying it at school and then I just really fell in love with the genre.
Studying it?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
As in, like, it was in English, we watched Casino Royale because we were looking
Are you joking?
We were looking at the writing of it, and then I just really fell in love with it.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. God, we had to do Macbeth.
We still had to do that as well.
Right, let's move on to the third place for Dave Rank's songs from James Bond movies that I've actually watched. The reason this was in third place and not fourth place is because I knew I'd get absolutely killed if it was in fourth place. That's why I put Chris Connell in fourth place. In third place... is this. Let the sky fall
when it crumbles. Boring.
I will say the top three are boring. They're
overrated.
Not like they're... I don't think it's overrated. I think it's a fantastic song. I just... The reason I also put it at third place is it's iconic. When you think of a James Bond song, you think of Skyfall.
Yeah, Skyfall, Adele. It does what it says at the tin, but the other one was better.
We move on to second place. Now, if you think third place was boring, you're going to think, really, second place absolutely sucks. But I think it's fantastic. It's such a good song. It's written really, really well. And I really like it because it's written by the person who sings it. With her brother in second place from No Time to Die. It's Billie Eilish. Is marvellous.
I rate that one so much more over Adele.
Okay, well, that's lucky it's in second place. It did beat it, don't worry. It's fantastic. It's written perfectly. She sings it amazingly. I'm pretty sure she wrote it in like half an hour or something.
It was really quick.
It was really, really quick, but it's unbelievable. Just shows off her talent. But it's not first place. First place is going to annoy a lot of people. This is what I think is the best Bond song. All right?
Of films that you've watched.
Of films that I've watched, right? I've only seen like 5 James Bond movies. So here is first place. From the movie Spectre. Songs from James Bond movies that I've watched. Number one, it's Sam Smith. Cause the writing's on the
wall. Oh. It has that instrumental that is so Bond.
I don't think you could get a better singer for that than Sam Smith. That is absolutely fantastic. And that is Dave Rank. Songs from James Bond movies that I've actually watched.
You're wrong. You know my name should be number one.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that it's just an all-time classic.
All right, go on. Give it one more.
It's just so good.
Are you getting the Johnny English thing I'm putting down?
Yeah, absolutely.
I Which is also that, another one of your favourite songs.
Yeah, it's why it's so close to my heart. I love it.
Wait. That is savage.
Great day, Frank. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Hate, as always, to a different number than 0877111038.
I have been very lucky to be in the car driven around by Mr. David Hammond a few times. And I'd say, Dave, you're a pretty competent driver.
I would say. I would hope you would think so.
Yeah, you're a good driver. You've driven me back from the Radio Awards from Kilkenny before.
Oh, my God, I did. I've driven you everywhere.
Yeah, I use you as my personal chauffeur. Would you say that you have a bit of road rage in you, or are you kind of like you mutter under your breath and then you get on with it?
It depends on the day, but most likely, yes, if you make a mistake, I will go mad. I won't necessarily beep because I think that's really passive aggressive. I'll just go mad at you in my own head and in my own car.
Yes. Okay. That's where I think road rage should stay.
Sometimes I feel like people are driving around trying to get beeped at. That's how crap they are. But I refuse to do it. I'm like, do you know what?
I'm not giving you the
also, we all make mistakes. So I realize that in the moment. So I refuse to beep unless it's like, get out of the way.
Okay. So yesterday I saw a crazy act of road rage, which I actually thought it was that I was being punked, like it was a TV show or something.
Go on.
So I'd left work and we work very close to Georgia Street. So there's a Dunn's on Georgia Street that I was in there. It's kind of opposite like Flyfit, the entrance on Georgia Street there. Uh-huh. And I heard a bit of commotion as I was coming out of the shop. Now there was a protest happening in town as well. So I thought it was something to do with that.
This is yesterday?
It was the day before yesterday. Right, okay. Sorry, it was Wednesday. I heard a bit of commotion and I was like, what's going on? I saw a taxi driver stopped in the middle of Georgia Street, run out of the taxi to approach this fella who ran in front of his car. I think must have just had a near escape in terms of hitting each other. And he was going ballistic at him. I actually just couldn't believe.
Now, in fairness, I will say, people might not be aware, taxi drivers, they actually own the roads.
Okay.
It's actually their road. So I don't know if people are aware of that, but it's 100% their road.
But it was it was mad. He'd ran out of his car onto the pavement, left the car in the middle of the road, Georgia Street, very busy road. And they were getting in each other's faces. Like, I thought there was going to be fisticuffs.
Yeah.
Now, there weren't, because the fellow who ran across the road, like, legged it into Dunn's, and the taxi driver wasn't bringing the argument inside Dunn's. That's where the barrier is.
Yes, of course.
I just couldn't believe it.
It happens quite often. Now, I will say this. As I said, I am, of course, the taxi drivers own the road. But I will say, there has been a real resurgence in people crossing the road at any point in time, whenever they want. If you drive through Balbriggan, if you drive through Camden Street, if you drive through Ratmines, it is they're the worst places I've ever driven, because people just, there's no crossing. There's no
Camden
place
Street
to cross.
Is a mad one.
There's no place to cross. So people just cross wherever they want. And they could be darting out behind buses, they could be walking, you know, on a red light. They will go whenever they want, wherever they want, and affect the cars. Do you know what I mean? And that's what really annoys me. We almost do have to reteach people how to cross a road. And even having said that, I do the exact same thing. Because I'm like, I won't get hit by the car.
Well, so that was the negative side of driving that I saw. But secondly, congratulations are in order to my girlfriend Linda, who has just passed her driving test.
Hey, congratulations, Linda. That's unreal.
Which means it's great news for her, but it's also great news for me. Because I'm now officially passenger princess, and I cannot wait, because she's promised to take me to all these fun places in the car. And she has.
She's going to take me to Thorpe Park.
But, like, I know she's thinking of all these fun places. She's like, we can go down the country, we can have a weekend away in, like, a little cottage.
It is a game changer, in fairness. My housemate only recently got a car, and him and his girlfriend go off all the time. Yeah. They love it. Well, I was like, what were you doing before you had a car?
So she's thinking about all these fun places to go, but my idea of fun and her idea of fun is a little bit different.
Okay.
So she's thinking about about like the Wild Atlantic Way.
Lovely.
Lovely cottage in the country. I'm thinking about Explorium, the place where the climbing walls down the way.
Out in Sandyford?
Yeah.
Because you can't get to Sandyford that easy.
On a bus or whatever. So I want to go to there. Like, Emerald Park is another one.
Yeah.
I've never been to Emerald Park because I can't drive there.
Yeah.
There's very minimal bus service there, so I can't wait to do that.
It's so funny. Like, you're absolutely looking forward to when your girlfriend drives you places. I hate when Pippa drives me places. I hate it so much.
Oh, I can't wait.
I'm literally there with my eyes covered. And it's, you know, it's that typical thing of like, I can drive the best out of everyone in the world, and I would do this. So I'm like, if there's a bus that's a little bit to the left, I'm like, just overtake it. And she's like, stop telling me what to do. If I'm like, do you maybe want a break now? She's like, stop telling me what to do. I hate it.
You're
I'm such a control freak. Like,
I can't wait to go to Dunn's Cornwalls Court just off the N11. I can't get there on the bus, but Linda said she's going to drive me, and we're going on Saturday.
Amazing.
It's the Turbo Dunn's. It's the biggest Dunn's ever, I think. I can't wait to go to St. Stephen's Green Centre car park. I've never been there. It seems mysterious. And you get a great vantage point from the roof of the car park.
Very good.
Apparently.
Yeah, you do, in fairness.
And I can't wait to go to the Red Cow Park and Ride. I don't know what's at Red Cow.
What's at Red Cow Park and Ride?
It's the Lewis stop.
Oh.
But you can stop there and you can park your car.
You can also get a Lewis there.
Yeah, but I don't know. There's no point going there if you don't have a car. I want to take the car there then get on the Lewis.
It's such an exciting time when you pass your test. Yeah. And like, I failed my first time, but like, when you fail the first time and pass the next time or whenever, it is the best feeling in the world leaving that car lot without your parents in the car.
It's an exciting time for me because I'm going to get driven around everywhere.
Congratulations to you, Callum.
Go to Big Tesco.
This has been I'm Keane DeCrow. Keane DeCrow.
Keane DeCrow plays Trinity College Dublin tonight. We have a pair of tickets to give away every single hour on the show. You have to WhatsApp us the word Keane and you have to answer your phone a very specific way. No hellos, no nothing like that. A very specific way. Remember, Keane, do crow. That's all I'm giving you. If, in fairness, that is basically everything that you need. Let's do it. One and done. I think it's my favourite thing we've done on this show. Dylan, congratulations. An unbelievable crow. You are off to Keane the Crow.
Thank you very much.
Are you a big fan?
I am, yeah.
Do you have a favourite song?
Yeah.
Or have I put you on the spot and you're freaking out now?
No, you put me on the spot.
That's fair enough. Who are you going to bring tonight, Dylan?
I'll probably bring Rebecca.
Who's Rebecca?
She's my girlfriend's birthday.
It's your girlfriend. It's her birthday. It's her 30th.
Yeah.
Loads of info there. Okay, well, happy birthday to Rebecca. That's a fantastic present. I hope you got her something else as well, did you?
I did, yeah.
What did you get her?
A few other bits, yeah. I got her a boy. We're going to the boy.
You're going to Dubai? I thought you said you got her a bike.
Yeah. No.
You're off to Dubai. Very nice. All right, Dylan, well, not only are you off to Dubai, you're off to Keane DeCrow tonight at Trinity College. Have a fantastic night.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, congratulations to Rebecca and Dylan. Off to Keane DeCrow. And she's got a new bike. Ding, ding. Tricky. All right. For now, the final chance this week for someone to win €2,000. On the Tricky 10 or top the leaderboard, win yourself a Penny's voucher. On to do that is Sarah. How are you, Sarah?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad at all. What are your plans for the weekend?
I think go out, have a girl's night out.
Very nice. Where are you going to go out? You don't have to dox yourself. You don't have to give the nightclub, but you're going to go out in Navan. Oh, I know what the... Yeah. I know what the... is Palace still in Navan?
It is, yeah.
No.
We'll go near it,
dog. No, you won't. Okay, fair enough. Where will you go out in Navan? Where's a good place to go out in Navan?
Lockheed's, the usual.
Lockheed's, oh, very nice. Okay. My favourite thing about Navan is it's spelled the exact same backwards as it is frontwards.
A palindrome,
if you didn't know that. Sarah, we had a player on the Trick 10 earlier on. Her name was Aideen and she was from Mullingar. I hear you're also from Mullingar.
Yeah.
Very nice. That is so bizarre. Two players from Mullingar on the exact same day. All right. Well, Sarah, welcome on in to the Trick 10. Before your weekend starts, I presume you've got to go to work, do you?
Yeah, sitting here at the minute.
What do you do?
A GP's receptionist.
A GP's receptionist. Oh my God, you're a lot less scary than most GP receptionists. I have to give you that. They're always given out to me. Okay, well, Sarah, let's see if we can top the leaderboard. When you play the Tricky 10, how do you get on?
A little bit better yesterday. Got 8 or 9.
Oh, very good, Sarah. That's a brilliant score. All right, let's see if we can do it again. This is the Tricky 10. We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10. It won't repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer. So if you don't know the answer, just make sure and give it a guess anyway. If you top the leaderboard today, you will win a €100 voucher for Pennies. And if you're able to answer all 10 questions correct, we're going to give you €2,000. Currently on top of the leaderboard is Aiden. 7 in 55 seconds is what he got. Let's hope we beat it for your sake, Sarah. Here we go. You ready to play?
Yep, let's go.
Deep breath in. The Tricky 10. In 3, 2, 1, start the clock. September is which number month of the year?
9.
How many people make up a trio?
3.
Swedish House Mafia released a single in 2010 named after what number?
Oh my God. 6.
The word mushroom contains how many letters?
Oh my God.
Give it a guess.
8.
The Athens Summer Olympics were held in the year 2000 and what?
4.
How many kids does Gordon Ramsay have?
Oh God. 6.
Fill in the missing lyric. Just the what of us. We can make it if we try. What time, Irish time, does Australia versus Egypt kick off in the World Cup tonight?
Oh God. 7.
How many films were released in the Twilight saga?
Oh my God.
Give it a guess.
5.
In Doctor Who, David Tennant played what number? Ah, oh, you can give it a guess. If you, I can't continue the question, but give it a guess.
10.
All right. Nice one. Okay, Sarah. Well done. We answered all 10 questions in the 55 seconds. How do you think you got on?
Haven't a clue. Didn't know a lot of them.
Really? Were they tough?
Yeah, they were, yeah.
All right. You said you got a good score yesterday. What was it yesterday? You got an 8?
8 or 9, yeah.
Oh, wow, an 8 or 9. All right, let's see what we did today.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Oh, my God!
9, oh, my
Sarah,
God.
That is ridiculous. I am so sorry it's not the 10, but you've won a €100 pennies voucher, so congratulations.
Well, at least that, thanks.
Come on. My God, Sarah, a score of 9 out of 10. Even on the last question where I said, just give it a guess, because I couldn't continue reading the question, but you could give it a guess. You guessed 10, and it was correct. Swedish House Mafia was the only one you got wrong. It was a single released in 2010, named after what number? You said 6. It was 1.
Oh, okay.
Every other question you got bang on, Sarah. Well done. Congratulations. A €100 pennies voucher is on the way, but you have got to come back at some point and take this $2,000 off us.
Oh, absolutely will do. You'll
Sarah,
hear from me again.
Well done. Have a fantastic weekend. Enjoy. Was it Lockery?
Lockies, yeah.
Lockies. Enjoy it, Sarah. Have an absolute blast.
I will. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
My God, what a player. What a game. 9 out of 10. I feel like we've only got that maybe once or twice beforehand.
And with Sarah there, you could tell that she was just throwing some answers out just randomly and hoping that they stuck.
Which works.
Yeah, like the Gordon Ramsay kids one. If you don't know that one, she just randomly went...
That was bizarre that she said 6 and not like 3 or 2 or something like that.
And then the World Cup one, I've done that a couple of times this week, the World Cup match question. And if you, because of tonight, you've only got a few answers really to pick from, maybe 6, 7, 8, 9, or 10.
Really?
So
except for Pico Lopez is on at 11.
Yes, but that doesn't work.
Oh, that doesn't work
10.
In the Tricky 10. Sorry, of course.
Yeah, so you just kind of have to have a random guess. But there you go. Well done, Sarah.
Unbelievable.
Beat Aiden, who was on top from Monday's 8 o'clock.
So the
game.
First game to the last game, Aiden was on top.
You never know.
Sarah knocked him off.
Who's going
to
win?
Listen, congratulations, Sarah. €100 pennies voucher on the way to you. Top the leaderboard next week, Callum.
Next week. So obviously the prize goes at the end of the week next Friday.
Yeah.
And I've got a pair of tickets to see Dermot Kennedy and the Aviva on Sunday.
That's good. That's
so
unreal.
You win the week on Friday and then you go to the gig on Sunday.
Exciting. If you want to register now, Tricky to 087-711-1038 on WhatsApp, please, and thank you. I like, do you know those TikToks where it's like, come with me to do this?
Oh yeah,
come
with me on a journey.
Exactly. Now, I don't like the ones that are like, get ready with me while I do this. They're boring. Because it's always like, get ready with me while I go to the most fun place ever, and it's just them putting makeup on or putting on clothes, and I'm like, no, they're boring. Yeah. I like when they bring us with you. And for some reason, I'll watch the whole thing. Even if it's like, come with me to this makeup event. I just find it calming. Yeah. Also, I like not flicking through a lot of videos.
Yeah,
I enjoy a long video.
It's nice to watch something sometimes. I watched like a 10-minute video on TikTok the other day. It was great.
I love it. I got into a deep dive of one yesterday where it was a come with me TikTok where she brings you. She was going to take that, the circus, live.
I'm going tomorrow in the Aviva.
You're joking.
Yeah.
Okay, so this was in Wembley, I'm pretty sure. It was in London, right? She didn't realise it was take that. That the band, because she's an American.
Okay.
So she thought for the entirety of the video that she was going to a circus in Wembley
Arena. Because the tour is called
Take That, The Circus Live.
Okay.
So I need to break down this entire TikTok because it's just so, so funny.
Come with me to Take That Circus Live here in London. I don't really know what this is, but I'm really excited to find out.
Okay, so she's off and she's going to what she thinks is the circus. Now,
but she does say Take That Circus
she
Live.
She does, but obviously she just thinks it's called Take That.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I will get into why she thought that in a second, right? There are some small clues that she picks up along the way, but she doesn't massively understand why they're clues to the fact that it's not actually a real circus. Have a listen.
I feel like I'm at Coachella. There's merch everywhere. There's legit so many food options. This place is huge.
Yeah, you're in Wembley, love.
I feel like I'm at Coachella.
Yeah.
You're in an arena. It was actually, I think they played West Ham Stadium.
Oh, was it West Ham Stadium?
Yeah.
The London Arena, is
yeah,
it?
London
oh, very
stadium,
good. So
yeah.
The London Stadium. So there are obviously some small clues there. She arrives to the West Ham Stadium and the Script are playing support. And then Take That arrive on stage and she still hasn't clocked that it's a concert tour called The Circus. She's still hoping, you know, to see the elephants and the clowns and things like that. It's very hard to hear this, but try have a listen.
Honestly, I don't know if this is a band or if this is a circus. Like a band that's called Circus.
She thinks it's a band called Circus. And then she says later on in that part, I won't play it for you because it's so hard to hear, but she's like, if they play one more song, I'm pretty sure it's a band. Because I think she thinks that they're almost building up to the fact it's a circus, right? Anyway, I'll finish that video there, but I went into a deep dive. She did a follow-up video the next day where she tells us about her story of going to Take That to Circus Live, right? She tells us about some more clues that she probably should have picked up on, and I love this one.
Story time of me being an actual idiot thinking I was going to see a circus yesterday. So I got tickets through work, and it just said Take That, The Circus Live, which to me is like, I thought it was like The Ringling Brothers, Circus Live. So like, Circus Live, I thought it was a circus.
There's such a yank, like, The Ringling Brothers.
At least she's self-aware, because she did say right at the start of that she was such an idiot.
Yeah, she did,
she's
in fairness.
She's not doubling down.
No, yeah, it's their fault. Right, the more clues that she should have picked up on.
We got there and I'm looking at like the demo and it's mostly like older people. Like I'm not seeing a lot of kids and I'm like, okay, that's a little odd, but like everybody has their, you know, their interests.
I love the way she's like making excuses for the adults that are at the circus. Be like, maybe just people in the UK love the circus and maybe it's not for kids, which I thought was gas. And then she goes on to say, basically, this is my favourite part, that her thought frame when she walks in and there's a support act and it's the Script, right?
We get food, we go in, and then the Script is playing. And I'm like, oh my God, like I had no idea the Script was like opening for a circus these days, but hey, everybody's got to pay the bills, right? So like, whatever, I love that.
She's so understanding of this fact that the Script just need to pay the bills and they're now supporting the circus. I just thought it was amazing. She goes on to say she's never heard of Take That. She asked someone in the crowd, like midway through the concert, she was like, is this the main act? And they were yeah, love. Like, this is like your parents' version of One Direction.
It's so funny just like having an American know who Gary Barlow is.
I know.
It just doesn't compute with me. But it's really interesting because the Script aren't supporting them here.
Are they not?
No, because they're doing the Slain gigs in a couple of weeks, I think. So on support tomorrow.
The Script are?
Yeah.
They're playing for your man. What's his name? Is it not Luke Combs, is it?
Zach Bryan,
is it?
Is that him? It's one of the country lads, anyway.
I'm pretty sure it's Luke Combs.
Our boss, Nick, is going to come running up here.
Yeah, he's going to be hating.
Slandering us on the
country music.
For country. But supporting Take That tomorrow in the Aviva, a One Republic.
Oh, stop.
Yeah.
That's unreal.
I know. I'm going to have the time of my life.
Did you buy tickets? Like, are you bringing like your mom or something?
No,
it's Luke Combs, yeah.
I'm bringing my girlfriend, Linda.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's really cute.
Take That is a bit like, it's just proper cheese fest.
I'm sorry, where are they playing? The Aviva?
Aviva, yeah.
That is unbelievable.
It's going to be so good.
And is it the circus tour?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, it looks unreal because when she was in that, the West Ham Arena, she was filming it and there was like,
the stage is like a tent.
It's circusy stuff.
So, I hope there's some jugglers and trapeze artists.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool. Unreal. Well, have an absolute blast if you're
wait.
After that.
We're well into World Cup fever now. I remember us saying in a couple of weeks ago that we weren't kind of in the mood for World Cup. But now,
to be fair, that wasn't our fault. It was nothing to do with the football. It was just everything leading up to it. But in fairness, it's been a decent World Cup if you were able to watch the matches. We haven't really been able to watch the matches. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to the next World Cup where we'll actually be able to watch them.
Yeah, there's been
I'll watch every match.
There's been a couple of games that have been on at like 8 and 10 o'clock. And it's like, it's just getting a bit too late.
Yeah.
But I was speaking to my friends back home in England, and World Cup fever is hitting the UK now because they beat the Democratic Republic of Congo just on Wednesday.
They were so buzzing about that as well. They were like talking. I was listening to an English radio station the other morning, and it was just like, oh, what a game. And I was just like, you just played crap.
It was a stinker.
Why are you buzzing like?
So they've teed up a round of 16 match on Monday morning against Mexico. And I say Monday morning as in 1 a.m. Monday morning. Mm. I'm not waking up for that, but the English manager, Thomas Tuchel, has said this.
Write an excuse for school and let them watch football. Come on, there's so much school to go to, but World Cup is every 4 years. Let them watch. There will be a big, big match on in 4 days. And we need the support of everyone, and especially of the children.
Sorry, who are they playing?
They're playing Mexico.
Oh, crap, that is it. That is a big game.
Yeah, it's a big game. So schools in
the
UK.
You buying into the whole thing, the whole altitude thing?
I saw that like they haven't lost at home, or they've lost twice in the last 50 matches.
80 matches, I think.
And they're playing really high up. I don't know. Like, I'm not fussed, really, but it's schools in the UK at the minute. They're still in. They don't break up until the middle of July.
Mm-hmm.
So Fun Sponge UK PM Keir Starmer said that parents should make their own decision about keeping children up, and urges adults, if they want to watch the match at 1 a.m, there's no bank holiday the next day, to take a disco nap on Sunday afternoon.
My God.
But I did see
not
a post.
Not bad advice.
Yeah, I did see a post from a school telling parents to send their kids to bed at normal time on Sunday night, so they're up for school as normal on Monday. But there'll be no lessons Monday morning. They come in at 9 a.m. and they'll go in the hall and they'll watch the match as live.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
So you have to hide the result from the kids. And then,
are you seeing the thing about the pubs as well?
Yeah, so the pubs are staying open
till 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Which, and I was like, why is it open? Why are they open till 5 a.m? Because it starts at 1, but it could be extra time. Penalties.
Extra time would get it to about 3:30, and then there's obviously celebration. But I fear for the pubs if they don't go through. They could be set fire to.
I remember there was a famous like UFC match that was going on in Ireland a couple of years back, and the pubs were like, right, fine, we'll stay open for it for this match. But the fight ended in like 6 seconds or something, and the pubs were like, right, off you go. But everyone had got like 3 rounds in. Rounds of drinking before, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so they just like kicked out of the pub after 6 seconds.
Oh my God, that's horrible. Anyway, very quickly, we just have to move to the Listener World Cup sweepstake a few weeks ago. We gave out 48 teams to you listening to the show and in the studio. The knockout matches are coming thick and fast tonight at 7. It's Michael with Australia.
Let's go, Australia. Come on, you socceroos.
Up the socceroos, and Vivian's got Egypt. They're 7 o'clock. Kathy has Argentina.
Ole, 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 ole.
Yup, Kathy.
Martinez. Messi. Go on, Argentina.
They're playing against Cape Verde with Rachel at 11.
Woohoo! Come on, Cape Verde. Let's go.
Obviously, Shamrock Rovers' Pico Lopez in that one. And Owen's team, Colombia.
Let's go, Colombia.
Owen's a teacher and he got Colombia there. He plays Dave's team tonight, your team. 2:30 in the morning, Ghana.
Am I Ghana in the show's one?
Yeah.
In work one, I'm Australia.
Yeah, you've got Ghana on the show one.
Yeah, okay.
So, Australia tonight, you both could be out
fantastic.
By Monday morning.
Zero chance of winning anything. Unreal. Looking forward to Pico Lopez now tonight at 11.
Hey, Spin, I'm Keen to Crow.
Keen to Crow.
Keen to Crow plays Trinity College Dublin tonight, and we have your final pair of tickets. We asked you to WhatsApp us the word Keen, and we might ring you on a private number anytime between back then and 10 o'clock. Now is that time. You cannot answer the phone saying hello. You have to answer it a very specific way. Are you ready for this? Please, one and done would be very, very nice. Don't answer saying hello. It's more like a clown nose, but I like it. Warren, congratulations. You are off to Keen to Crow tonight. Well done on the crow
fantastic.
Noise. It was beautiful.
I'll bring my daughter. My daughter loves Keen to Crow.
Really? What's your daughter's name?
Yeah,
Warren?
Yeah.
Jessica.
Warren and Jessica off to Keane to Crow in Dublin tonight. Have you ever seen him before live? No, or has Jessica?
I haven't seen him before. My daughter has saw him twice, so.
Do you know what, Warren? I don't know if he's your type of music, but he is absolutely fantastic to see live. He's brilliant. Yeah. And he plays the piano on stage. He plays the flute on stage. He's fantastic. Have an absolute blast, Warren.
Fantastic. That's great. Thanks very much.
Good luck. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
And Sinead, that's our final pair of tickets gone to Warren and his daughter, Jessica. Congratulations. Have a fantastic
three happy
time.
Customers.
That's it, exactly. You have a busy weekend.
Busy. I'm going to go to Keane to Crow tonight. Why not? I love a Trinity gig. I'm going to Dunn's Cornell Court tomorrow morning.
Very
and
nice.
I've got to take that in the evening.
Nice. I'm going for pints tonight. Night and then tomorrow
I'm going everywhere.
For pints and then on Sunday I'm going for pints. So it's going to be a well-rounded weekend. We'll catch you back Monday at 7 a.m. I won't be here, but Emma will. And have a fantastic weekend. We love you lots. Bye.